This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Horse Country, Book 1, Can't Be Tamed, by Shamile Sayed Mendes, read by Maria Liatis. To Vida Bybee, the best friend a person could have, and to Patricia Mendes, a true Texan cowgirl and the best mother-in-law. One. Winds of change. For some people, home smells like a fresh batch of chocolate chip cookies or like laundry softener. For Carolina Aguas Vivas, home smelled like fresh hay and turned earth and that warm muskiness that only comes from a barn full of contented horses. This early morning, on her way to the little barn to start the day's chores, the air also carried a hint of wood smoke. She did a double take when she realized the sign over the road that read Orchard Farms had been taken down. The poles and the frame stood like open arms waiting for the new sign. She wondered what name the new owner, Ms. Whippy, would choose for the property. It had to be a special name because this was a special place. Orchard Farms had been established just outside Paradise City limits almost 200 years ago by old Mr. Bert Perry's great-grandparents. The Perrys were long gone. Carolina's dad, the ranch manager, kept everything running.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?